Most people called the baby Stormy for short. Alfred Bulltop Stormalong sounded too serious for a child, even if he was a gigantic child. Young Stormy sure could eat a lot. He arrived howling with hunger, so right away folks tried to fill him up. It took 2 dozen eggs just to get him to quiet down. Then it took 2 pounds of bacon and 6 loaves of bread to get him to smile. All that good food and good sea air sure paid off, though, because Stormy grew like seaweed. Why, when he was just 5 years old, he was 2 fathoms tall, and everybody knows that a fathom is 6 feet. By 12, he was 6 fathoms tall. A boy like that sure can impress people with his size. Stormy was a terrific kid, though, and a good citizen. Every morning he sauntered down the main street of town, smiling at everyone and rescuing kites and kittens out of treetops. Whenever the clock on the town hall tower needed to be reset, Stormy would move the clock hands. Whenever a roof needed fixing, Stormy could nail on some new shingles. Little Stormy sure loved the sea. Lots of folks figured that he was born at sea. No one knew, but he certainly made it his second home.
Stormy would stand quietly at the water's edge, like he was posed for a picture, watching the sea.
Some days he'd dive into the water and swim clear over to Boston and back, just for fun. Other days he'd hitch a ride on a passing whale. If he was lucky, the whale would dive for the bottom, taking Stormy along for the ride. Stormy never meant to cause anyone trouble, but accidents did happen. One day he dove into the sea but didn't go head first. He tucked up his knees and did a sort of cannonball. Well, wouldn't you know it, he caused giant tidal waves in Rhode Island. Folks there got pretty flustered until they discovered the cause. Then they just chuckled, because even in Rhode Island they had heard about Little Stormy.